Steve, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Great to have you. So tonight is the Escambia School Choice Expo. It's going to be at Washington High School. It's going to be from 6 until 7:30. And for people who just have no idea, they hear these words and it just literally means nothing to them. Who needs to know about this and what is it going to be?
It's for every parent who has a child in 5th through 9th grade throughout the school district. If you are looking for the right place for your student to attend school next year, this event can help you find the answers to questions you'll have. We will have every career academy and every choice program in the district represented, and we will even have folks there from our transportation department to answer questions or to hand you a job application if you'd like to be a bus driver as well. So pretty much if you've got a question about the school district and anything involving school choice, you can find your answer there tonight at Washington High School.
See, that's why I like having you on, because it's such a succinct answer. For folks who may not know, the Career Academy is, because if you went to school 20 years ago, this is brand new to you. You're raising your kids now. But a Career Academy is a place where your child can go, and as one period a day, they can learn some additional skill, like culinary arts or software, or there's all kinds of them. There's like, 60? How many are there in Escambia County right now, Steve?
We are just shy of 70 career academies at both the middle and the high school level, and you nailed it. The career academies are all about giving you the skills you need to get a job later in life. In fact, we have a very strong focus in our career academies on earning industry certifications. So if you are interested in computer programming, we have certifications for that in our academies. If you're interested in culinary arts, we can get you all of the certifications you need to serve at the management level in a restaurant. So there are opportunities that run the entire gamut of interests that your children may have. And in fact, if they don't even know what they're interested in, if they come to this event, they can talk to people and look at some of the activities that the students do in the class. We'll even have students there that can tell you about what their experiences have been in each of these programs. But you're right, it's at least one period of the day, but some of our students end up taking more than one class per day in these career academies because they love them that much. But it's not just the career academies that will be there tonight. If you're interested in attending, say, Brown Barge Middle School, there will be representatives there to answer your questions. The IB program at Pensacola High School, they will be there as well. MB Cook will be there. So if you've got a student that's anywhere from the end of elementary school to the beginning of high school, and you've got questions, we can answer them tonight.
Outstanding. Yeah, and I was glad you made that point, because people might not think of fifth grade as the time to go to the School Choice Expo because they think of this as a high school thing. But no, it's also a middle school thing. And as you say, choice for Brown Barge as being a magnet school, those are all important elements. And, you know, one of the things you'll find is it's great because, I don't know, if you're like me, when I was a kid, I didn't know for sure what I wanted to do. And I didn't feel like I had a good picture of what was out there. Parents may feel the same way. You go to the School Choice Expo and you can get a real sampling of loads of different career fields and alternatives. And what you will find is, like, there are some programs that are at numerous schools, okay? And then there's some programs that are only at one or two schools, and, you know, that may directly influence your choices about where to send a kid, or even, I mean, potentially, depending on how aggressive your planning is, maybe where you want to live, because maybe you decide that the program for you is at Tate. You go find that out now. Maybe you want to move closer to Tate so your kid can, you know, walk to school or something. Just there's lots of reason to go if you've got a kid of the right age. So, again, this is tonight from 6.
That is so true.
Go ahead, Steve. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that is so true. And, you know, you pointed something out that parents may not be thinking about it now. But then if they're in the fifth grade and they're looking for what their sixth grade option is going to be, they need to be thinking about it now because the application window closes on December 3rd. Mm. It's open now, and you can apply for choice to one of our programs right up until December 3rd. And that's for the middle and high schools. So if you're going to make a choice about the middle or high school, I'm trying to repeat myself multiple times.
That's fine. That's good.
That application window closes on December 3rd. We will have computers set up at the event tonight where if you find a program that you and your child are interested in, you can go ahead and apply for that program right at the event. But you can also go on our school district website. We've got banners all over the place that say school choice. If you click on one of those, it'll take you to the application, and you can apply right there online between now and December 3rd.
Great, great. Again, that's tonight at Washington High School, 6 to 7:30. Steve Harrell, Director of Workforce Education. Steve, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for teaching our kids and preparing them for the job field. I certainly appreciate the work.
Thank you, Andrew. We look forward to seeing everybody tonight.